Jim and Marjorie. Jim and Marjorie. Now.
It is 7:46 in the morning, 39 degrees, going up to 53. It's not only Easter weekend, it's the first weekend of Passover. So what better weekend to get out around in the town? And the person to tell you where to go to do those kind of things, of course, is Carl from New Hampshire. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jim and Marjorie.
Well, good morning,
hello, Carl.
You sound very chipper this morning.
You do.
I am chipper. Spring, you know, I love spring.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Do you wear a seatbelt, by the way? You're New Hampshire. Worst seatbelt use. You wear a seatbelt or not?
You know what I did? I did, and I think everyone should do this. I hired a personal safety monitor who's with me 24 hours a day. Make sure I don't smoke. I've got my seatbelt on. My shoes are tired. Tired.
Yeah. Thank you. That is tired. Thank you.
That's very good.
Okay, fine. So what's happening in and around Boston this weekend? Seatbelted or not, please.
I don't know where to begin. Easter egg extravaganza.
Whoa.
Yeah, I like that.
Where's that?
Cambridge Common Park. That'll be interesting. That's tomorrow from 10 to 2:30. Come join the fun in the second annual Easter egg hunt. Games, prizes, another impossible egg hunt. Does anyone know where this ridiculous tradition started?
That's a good question, the egg thing.
I have no idea.
Do you remember this?
It doesn't fit into the religious thing. I don't like it. Rabbits don't like it. Rabbits don't like being called Bunny. Okay, Bunny isn't a rabbit. Bunny is the bartender you spent the last weekend with in 1973.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It is kind of weird. Did we have the Easter egg roll at the White House this year? There's always a big countertop whether the gay parents can come or not. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. But they invited some boy band and they refused to come. You know what also? Hey, Carl, the other thing that Marjorie was talking about, I think off the air the other day, you know what you can buy? You can not only buy a little chick, which is disgusting, a living animal. You can actually buy. They dye them, told me now?
Yeah, they dye them.
How
like
ridiculous
pink and
is
green.
That?
Yeah, the whole thing has gotten ridiculous. And you know, you get some of these parents that do egg hunts, and they go, you need a detective to find your eggs.
Yeah.
Your kids are still there at midnight. They're crying. Oh, God.
Okay.
Okay, let's move on.
I was going to say those exact words. Go ahead.
I bet you were. Nada Surf at the Paradise Rock Club tomorrow. Now, listen, this is what they say, quote, once in danger of being relegated to one-hit wonder status following their 1996 hit, Popular.
Well,
thank God that didn't happen. Instead, they're relegated to our last hit was 16 years ago status.
What is Popular?
I don't know. That was their hit in 1996.
Oh, okay. Well, I never heard of them, and I never heard of Popular.
Right. See, isn't that weird? Their hit song was Popular, and they're not popular at all.
Exactly. Now
they're at Paradise Rock Club.
Oh, good. Well, that's actually a good place, so maybe they're better than we think.
It's a great club.
Okay. Well, are you performing there? Is that why you're saying it?
No, I'm not performing there.
I didn't think so. Okay, thank you. What else, please?
They're supporting their new release, No Longer Popular. Yoga and live music. Now, I might actually go to. This is Sunday, Zoomix, Engine Company 40 Firehouse.
You don't know where that is, of course, right?
It's in Roberts, Mass.
Okay, go ahead, yeah.
I'm sure this is for a great cause, but when your Sunday schedule includes 3 hours for yoga and music at a fire station, you know, I'm just saying maybe it's time for a hobby or visit a relative or something.
Okay.
And by the way, all of the links to all of these wonderful weekend activities that Carl has come up with, or at least research, sort of are on the Jim and Marjorie page of 96.9 Boston Talks. Okay, what else there?
Research, sort of.
Yeah.
This is one of my favorites. At the Boston Children's Museum, listen to this, Marjorie, odd animals? Yeah, one word. Over 100 fictional species are on display, like the eagle.
Oh, we're losing you, yeah.
The zebra's eagle, the cheesosaurus. There's all kinds of make-believe creatures like Jim Browdy, Republican, Marjorie Egan, speech counselor.
Oh, that's not nice.
It's okay.
What?
We have odd animals up here in New Hampshire, too, like Bessie the cow, who is also my wife, Squirrel Man. Well, he's not actually a creature. He's just a neighbor of mine with a weird fetish. I guess that's not really the same thing.
You know, let me ask you something about the Children's Museum, which is a great place. Have you always found it a little too constrictive? I know I'm big, and when you're physically big, things like, have you ever found it too confining?
Yeah, it's funny you mention that. It's almost like being in a big like a dollhouse, right?
Well, it's also like having an MRI or something like that.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful place.
The rooms are very small. It's a great place.
It is a great place, but it's a little tight. So I guess that's why they call it a children's.
There's no place to park either.
No, there's that's another issue. And parking, that is like an... Okay.
It's a big thing.
What else?
There's a parking garage.
So far, I really haven't had anything positive to say about any of the things I'm recommending for people to do. So let's see if we can turn this around.
Please do it, if you would.
Yeah. At the Institute of Contemporary Art. Now, I don't really understand this. The title is Charlene von Heil.
She's back in town?
Well, listen, it says a small but electrifying suite and two lively suites of work on paper. What, suite? I don't get that.
What does it mean?
I don't know what it means.
Okay.
It then goes on to, it's like me calling my comedy set a suite. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what, that's a great building.
S-U-I-T-E.
It is. What is that again?
S-U-I-T-E, suite.
Well, maybe it's a, I don't know what the hell it is, but it is a great, it's a beautiful building.
Well, it goes on to explain by New York painter Sebastian Smee. Now, I don't understand, I'm kind of a hasty, but if the exhibition is of Smee's work, then who the hell is Charlene von Heil?
That's a very, by the way, Smee's the guy that won
Sebastian
the Pulitzer Prize. Is that his father, do you think?
He
writes about architecture or something, won a Pulitzer Prize last year.
Maybe
it's his father or something, or whatever the hell it is. Okay, I'm sorry,
Shouldn't
go ahead.
Shouldn't there be a junior Smee and a senior Smee?
It's not Smee, it's Smee. It's not Smee. It's S-M-E-E. Okay, go ahead, what else? What?
It would be like me calling my comedy gigs Jim Browdy and then going on to say that it's an appearance by Carl Zahn.
You mean because of the Charlene von Heil thing?
Yeah.
I don't like, I'll tell you, being of the Jewish variety, anything that ends with Heil is not something that is particularly, you know what I mean,
Vaughn,
or not?
And has Vaughn in the middle.
Okay, Vaughn. That's
sounds like one of your old girlfriends.
Okay, fine, though. That was Harriet
Heineman. That was Harriet Heineman.
Okay.
And Ethel Sidney.
Okay, fine. I shouldn't have ever told you.
It was the last one, Murgatroyd.
No, it was not Murgatroyd. What else you got here, what you call it, Carl?
Okay, well, this one, we'll wrap up with it. This one is by Jim's Brothers. This is Light Up the Night. Tomorrow, 8 p.m., Intercontinental Boston. The Teamsters Local 25 raises money for autism.
Actually, the guy who runs, the president is going to join. And Hank's part of the board of this thing. You probably didn't know that. But it's a great event. What is it?
Yeah, they're raising money for autism. It's a great event featuring dinner, dancing, and there's a chance to win a custom chopper, which is a pretty big deal. Just remember, though, that this is a Teamsters event, and winning the chopper may include some small cash payments that need to be delivered.
By the way, I don't know if you think Carl is joking. They literally are auctioning, it's auction or something, a real helicopter, like a personal helicopter. Yeah, they are. They
really?
Are.
Really? I did not know that.
We're going to talk to the president of local later.
I thought it was a motorcycle.
No.
Custom chopper.
Oh, maybe.
Helicopter?
Oh, maybe it is. Oh, you're right. It's
a helicopter.
Sorry. Whatever.
This would be kind of strange.
Okay, I made a small mistake. It's not that big a deal.
Now, finally.
Finally,
it only took 42 weekend previews for you to.
Is that how long you've been doing this?
Yeah, this is number 42.
I wouldn't be counting on 43, if you know what I mean. Now, where are you doing?
Oh, thank you. I'll be at Lots of Laughs in North Andover tonight, and the White Birch in Hudson tomorrow night, comedyonpurpose.com for that one. And by the way, my dear friends, a DVD of our benefit for the Kim Cage Fund is in the mail to you guys.
Oh, great.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we had a wonderful little DVD put up of the evening.
And by the way,
what's
the website if people want to contribute or get involved in that wonderful work David Cates and his daughter and all of you and your friends are doing in the wake of that horrible tragedy up there in Mont Vernon?
Yeah,
what's the website?
Kim Cates, KimCates, fund.org.
Did you say fund?
I said fund, as in von Heil.
Do a little research on Charlene von Heil and the Smee family and see what that's all about, will you? No, that's not really. Carl, thank you. We'll talk to you next Friday. That's Carl from New Hampshire.
That is Carl from New Hampshire, as always, with a brilliant analysis of everything that's going on this weekend.